Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 43 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, with the winds whipping outside. This nor'easter that came through a few days ago has caused torrential rains and wind. And yesterday we had lost our power and was continuing to see what the weather would do, but it did have a break, and we had a powerful service last night. God moved in power and great glory upon the meeting. I appreciate the liberty of the Holy Ghost as we emphasized the great Bible truth of faith again. It's impossible to please the Lord apart from faith. We must have faith. We must be individuals that trust the Lord for every detail of life. And I appreciate the Lord helping us and encouraging us during the service on last night. We're busy about the Father's business this morning, preparing for Bible Institute tonight, where the Southern Maine School of the Bible will be meeting, and we have 8 students in this Bible Institute, and we're training them in the work of the gospel. And so thank you for praying for us that God will help us and encourage us in this great ministry. Also today, we're preparing to do all of our approaches to make for sure that we are competent and confident in the areas of flying the Cessna 310. We're believing God to help us and encourage us today in that capacity. Also, continue to pray for the little Cessna 150 as we are preparing it to put online, that I might be able to instruct missionary pilots with their license to fly. And so many opportunities to minister, and we need the help of God. And I appreciate you praying for us during this time. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 1 and verse number 16. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. During the month of December, we are hosting our 6th annual Pastor Refreshers Conference. And many years ago, the Lord arrested my heart with this great truth on refreshment. It's a great Bible truth, and one that we must practice every single day of our life. Being a refresher. From this passage of Scripture, we learn many wonderful things that should encourage us in our Christian life. First of all, we learn that God uses others to bring refreshment. He said in this passage, "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain." God used the house of Onesiphorus to bring refreshment to the Apostle Paul. God used this group of believers, and this believer in particular, Onesiphorus, to do something in Paul's life. Not only do we learn that God uses people to bring refreshment, but also we learn that we need refreshment. The Bible says, "For he oft refreshed me," which teaches us that there are times of declension in our life. There are times whenever we experience a despondency. There are times in our life when we experience a discouraging day, or possibly a discouraging week, or maybe even a discouraging month, and it could even go as long as a discouraging year. And many in the ministry are experiencing this. But thank God for the Onesiphorus of our day that come alongside and let us know, hey, it's going to be okay. Our God is on the throne. There is nothing too hard for him. God can accomplish the supernatural. And to be encouraged and to be uplifted in our hearts, we need those refreshers today. God uses people to bring refreshment, and we as individuals need refreshment. He was not ashamed of my chain. He didn't come with a condemning spirit and say, "Paul, You're experiencing this persecution because you're not right with God. Oh, no, not for a moment. He was not ashamed of my chain. He knew that God was working and the gospel was going forward. And he wanted to simply encourage the Apostle Paul to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. My dear friends, let's be refreshers. Let's not discourage the hearts of people, but let's encourage the hearts of the people of God all around this great land. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, tenacious Thursday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.